Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is being criticized for his response to pro-Palestinian protests on university campuses. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president this week said that he condemns anti-Semitic protests, but he went on to say, "I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians." Conservatives were quick to suggest that Mr. Biden's answer was similar to Donald Trump's 2017 comment that there were very fine people on both sides of the violent protests in Charlottesville. The president has repeatedly said his disgust over Trump's response was a key reason for launching his 2020 presidential campaign. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian missile strike that smashed a TV tower in Kharkiv was part of the Kremlin's ongoing effort to intimidate Ukraine's second largest city.
Zelensky says in his Monday night video address, obviously this is an intimidation to make the terror noticeable to the whole city, adding that work is underway to restore the signal. Ukraine's president called the strike an attempt to limit the city in terms of communication and access to information. He then reiterated the urgent need for air defense, naming four priorities in military aid: protection of the sky, modern artillery, long-range capability, and ensuring that the American support packages arrive as quickly as possible. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Pennsylvania's primaries will cement the lineup for a high-stakes U.S. Senate race between Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican challenger David McCormick. Tuesday's contest will help decide Senate control next year. Casey's seeking a fourth term. McCormick is a two-time Senate challenger who lost narrowly in 2022's seven-way GOP primary. This is SRN News. The center of global Christianity has shifted.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Idaho organization says it will ask voters to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The pro-abortion Idahoans United for Women and Families says it hopes to have one or more initiatives on the 2026 ballot. Idaho has several pro-life laws on the books, including one that makes performing abortions a crime unless they're done to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Haiti's healthcare system is near total collapse. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hospital Director Dr. Jacob Burns.
We were received, for example, around 700 patients last month in the emergency department, and about 10% of those were wounded by bullets.
The gangs are blocking roads and forced the closure of the main international airport in early March. At Haiti's largest seaport, containers filled with much-needed supplies remain stuck. I'm Donna Warder.
Dr. Rachel Lavigne of Doctors Without Borders says that everything is crashing. Haiti's health system has long been fragile, but it's now nearing total collapse after gangs launched coordinated attacks on February 29th. Targeting critical state infrastructure in the capital and beyond. There appears to be no way forward. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.